By day, they are busboys and dishwashers in some of the best restaurants in Los Angeles. But on weekends, hundreds of immigrants from Oaxaca, Mexico are hoop stars. They're competing in amateur basketball tournaments like the ones they left back home. NPR's Mandalito Barco met them on the court and sent this audio postcard.
This is a story about busboys and basketball and a Mexican man named Zeus.
René, vamos!
On an asphalt court at a small park in LA's Koreatown, Team Raza Unida and rival Xochila battle to determine who will walk away as champion of this weekend's tournament.
Damas y caballeros, en este momento vamos a presenciar este partido, este bonito encuentro entre Xochila y Raza Unida. Raza Unida y Xochila.
As the whistle blows, players scramble around the court in knee-length baggy shorts, the hip-hop basketball style they've come to emulate since moving to the U.S. You don't see them slam dunking very often, since the tallest players in these games are only 5'8".
Así es Oaxaca. Estamos clasificados como la gente más bajita del territorio mexicano, el estado de Oaxaca.
That's what it's like in Oaxaca, says tournament organizer and Raza Unida coach Zeus Garcia. We're known as the shortest people in all of Mexico, he says.
Chiquillos, están ágiles.
Little bitty, but agile, he clarifies. But then, as most men will tell you, size doesn't really matter. Garcia will tell you what does count. Preserving a tradition, reuniting Oaxacan immigrants in a strange new land, and raising money for paisanos back home.
Defensa, vamos, defensa, vamos.
In the 1970s, Zeus Garcia was one of Oaxaca's best basketball players, winning tournament prizes such as bulls, horses, goats, and the occasional boombox. But now, at age 41, his knees are shot, and he can't play the game like he used to back in Oaxaca. There, he says, basketball is an obsession for the Zapoteca and Mixteca Indians. In the mountains, there's not enough flatlands to build soccer fields or baseball diamonds, but he says even in the most remote mountain village, you can always find a basketball court.
Mi papá, mis tíos y todos ellos jugaron basketball, y cuando ellos iniciaron, claro, la cancha ahí, pues desgraciadamente.
Garcia says his father and uncles used to shoot hoops on dirt courts wearing sandals or in their bare feet. Back in the day, balls were made of rags sewn into animal skins and were so heavy they could barely bounce. Wooden baskets nailed onto posts were so large, players could stuff 2-3 balls in at a time. Their ancient ancestors played several ball games, pelota, a sort of volleyball played with their hips, and handball, which is still popular. But for whatever reason, it was U.S.-style basketball that caught on the most in Oaxaca. And in time, the annual village fiesta would always feature the traditional Catholic mass, fireworks, rodeos, a dance, and a basketball tournament.
The dance and the basketball tournament are about the only thing you can faithfully replicate here in Los Angeles. And so what you have is a very strange phenomenon. The basketball tournament has become kind of the cultural, almost religious event.
That's Sam Quiñones, a journalist and author of the book True Tales from Another Mexico.
Perhaps that's a slight exaggeration, but basketball does amount to a secular faith through which Zapoteco villagers flung across Los Angeles find communion in a world where they are outsiders twice over. And in LA Zapoteco basketball, Zeus Garcia is the high priest.
El basketball es una religión para mí. Eso es lo que yo profeso.
Basketball is a religion for me, agrees Zeus Garcia. He's so devoted, he even named his son Irvin, after LA Lakers star Irvin Magic Johnson. 15 years ago, Garcia, like so many in his country, headed al norte to California and ended up bussing tables. His players also hold down minimum wage jobs as dishwashers and construction workers. But the money they raise at basketball tournaments in LA gets sent back to Oaxacan villages to help build schools and fix up churches and even construct more basketball courts. So while here they may disappear into kitchens and construction sites, for their families back home in Oaxaca, people like Zeus are, well, gods.
Cuando estamos aquí, estamos concentrados. ¿Quién equipo es bueno? ¿Quién equipo no es?
Garcia says when he and his players are on the court, they're concentrating on the game. They escape the everyday burdens of work and survival. Here they can be stars. As Sam Quiñones writes, it's not about scholarships and shoe deals. It's about being the best, and it feels good, and you can say you were, and everyone will know the truth, even though by day you're a busboy. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.